Welcome to Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. Thank you for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, where biblical truths are shared. My goal is to uplift and challenge you today to find a place for dyslexia in your life and let Christ take center stage of your life. Oh, one more thing. I want you to know you are the most courageous person I know, even though we have never met. Our journey informs me that you are indeed courageous. You're gifted, you're smart, funny, and kind. So please pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and be blessed. Life. We all have daily challenges, don't we? We have health issues and financial issues and relationship issues. What about environmental issues and concerns? The political discord that's going around, society unrest. Some of us have addictions, chemical and behavioral. We use those to numb our emotional pain. And all of this results for many of us with a lot of stress, depression, anxiety, discouragement. And yeah, these are complex issues we're dealing with every day. Some of us are living a life in the past, and some of us fear the future, and some live in the present but have no peace. And it's a wonder why we are up today and down tomorrow. So what are we to do? Well, we can go to the Word of God. And when we go to the Word of God, we're going to God. You will hear me often refer to John 4. It's the story of the Samaritan woman. And you hear me referring to her often, her story, because it's one of the most powerful stories in the Bible to me, because it so depicts who Christ is. I love this story. I simply love this story. And when you read it, and I recommend that you do, that you just allow yourself to be an observer and listening in on a conversation between Christ and this woman, this nameless woman. And you see at the end of the conversation, she's a different person. You know, I like to think that she woke up that morning, just an ordinary morning. Maybe she was discouraged. Maybe she was worried about something. Maybe just life, just life. And she did not know, as it is recorded in the Bible in verse 4, where we find that it says that Jesus must need to go through Samaria. Must need to go. That's so informing to me. He intentionally, deliberately went there to meet her. And that's what Jesus does with each of us. He meets us at the well of our life experiences. Purposely, intentionally. Honestly, if there was a such thing as Jesus waking up in the morning and looking at his agenda, your name and my name is written all over it. And nothing is going to stop him from meeting us at that well. He has been watching us. He has been observing us. He knows we go there. He knows what time we go there. He knows why we go there. He knows what we need. And like any well, you only go there to get something out of it. Seldom do we put anything in a well. But today is her day. Today, the Lord will meet her at that well, and his intention is to change her life, if she will let him. One thing I like about this story is that she doesn't give in easily, but she doesn't walk away. She does not walk away from Christ as he is challenging her, as he is bringing up her present and her past, and he talks to her about her future. She hangs in there with him because there is something about Jesus that she cannot pull away from, that she cannot deny, the love and the compassion in his eyes and in his voice. She can't deny it. There's something different about this man. We're told in the Word of God that she had 5 husbands, and the relationship she's in now, that's not her husband. But this man is different. He is offering her something that no one else has ever done, to drink from the living water that represents his life. He talks to her in ways he has not talked to any person, not just a woman or a man. I mean, study the Word of God. This is one of the longest conversations that Jesus has with a person, and this person is not a Jew. She's a Samaritan. She's mixed race. She's a hated race. But he has this conversation with her because she doesn't walk away. I mean, think about it. How often have we got on our knees and we prayed and we told Jesus about whatever, and we get up and we walk away? We don't even allow him to share with us what's on his heart. We just get up and walk away. We're done. Okay, Jesus, I've told you what I needed to say, and now you need to just do what you need to do. Jesus longs to have conversations with us, to long to reason with us. He loves to hear the sound of our voice. He wants us to bring to him everything, holding nothing back. So she goes to the well that day. And I'm so excited about this woman when I read about her. She has no idea who was waiting for her. She has no idea the dreams and the purposes and the desires this man has for her. And he is so determined to see her this day. This day. Because I know she went to the well yesterday and she will go to the well tomorrow. But today is her day. One of the things that I also appreciate about this story is that Jesus approaches her, or should I say when she approaches the well, he starts off his conversation by making a request of her. Give me water. Give me something to drink. Is Jesus asking you for something? Has he approached you with a question? Right now, what he's doing is he's making an exchange. You give me your water and I'll give you mine. And he goes on to talk to her about the gift of God. And if you had known me or who you are talking to, you would be asking me for living water. That let us know she doesn't know who he is. But in verse 14, he says, "But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life." That was his whole point of meeting her there, to say that one thing. I want to give you eternal life. Will you accept it? This doesn't mean life is going to be rosy and easy and we just can coast into heaven. No. But the fact that she now is in possession of the living water, as she's talking to him, she's drinking deeply from it and she doesn't even realize it. And as she continues her conversation with Christ, she recognized that this person knows me. He knows everything about me, and he still loves me. He's not put off. He's not deterred. My past is not a obstacle with him. It's not a problem. He loves me. So when she recognizes who he is, and she reflects on the conversation they have just had, she accepts the eternal life he has just offered her. And that is so like Jesus, to get up that morning with one purpose on his mind, was to meet her there at that well. I encourage you, go to the well of the Word of God. Meet Jesus there. Have that conversation, that needed conversation that you need to have with him. Make the exchange. Give him your life and he will give you his. And he has promised you will never thirst again. You will never thirst again. You will always come to the well of the Word and you will always be filled with him, with his life, with his victorious life. This is what he is promising each of us. Don't turn it away. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is all you have, and the water that he gives you is only for today. If tomorrow comes in your life, the water that he gave you yesterday will not quench your thirst for today. That he did on purpose, so you would become dependent on him. And who are you dependent on? The one who spoke the world into existence. The one who not only created all things, but sustains all things, and that includes you and I. The one who went to the cross so that we can have eternal life. That's the person that's sitting at the well, waiting on us every day. Go there today. Stop what you're doing. Find a quiet place. Get on your knees and have that needed conversation with God, with Jesus, today. Thank you for listening to another episode from Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted. If you know an adult with dyslexia, please share these short devotionals with them. For more devotionals, please visit my website at www.wrpublication.com, where you can read or listen to archive shows. Thank you again for joining Dyslexia Uniquely Gifted, and be blessed.